Dear brothers and sisters, continuing our catechesis on Christian prayer, we now turn to Sacred Scripture and its witness to the dialogue between God and man in history, a dialogue culminating in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. We can begin with the prayer with which Abraham, the father of all believers, implores God not to destroy the sinful city of Sodom. Abraham's prayer of intercession appeals to God's justice, begging him not to destroy the innocent with the guilty. But it also appeals to God's mercy, which is capable of transforming evil into good through forgiveness and reconciliation. God does not desire the death of the sinner, but his conversion and liberation from sin. In reply to Abraham's prayer, God is willing to spare Sodom if 10 righteous men can be found there. Later, through the prophet Jeremiah, he promises to pardon Jerusalem if 1 just man can be found. In the end, God himself becomes that just man in the mystery of the Incarnation. Christ's prayer of intercession on the cross brings salvation to the world. Through him, let us pray with unfailing trust in God's merciful love for all mankind, conscious that our prayers will be heard and answered. I offer a warm welcome to the alumni of the Venerable English College on the occasion of the annual meeting in Rome. I also greet the members of the Catholic Pentecostal Dialogue in Sweden with prayerful good wishes for the work for Christian unity. Upon all the English-speaking pilgrims present in this audience, especially those from England, Australia, the Republic of China, India, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, and the United States, I invoke the joy and peace of Christ, our risen Savior.